This week, it finally ends for the handful of shops still operating in what's left of Highland Mall. The mall closes to the public for good after years of decline. Austin Community College will soon take over the rest of the site. Walking around the giant, mostly empty space, with Captain and Tennille playing in the background, you might think this is a relic of conspicuous consumption's past. But this isn't about what Highland Mall is now. This story is about what it used to be. A love letter to a landmark. You wouldn't know it today, but there was a time when Highland Mall was the destination for all of Austin. A late 20th century mass of concrete and steel where dreams came true. Highland was the city's first indoor mall when it opened in 1971. It swelled with Texas pride. Anchored by Dallas's JCPenney, San Antonio's Joskies, and Austin's own department store, Scarborough's. Later, Houston's Foley's would anchor an addition. Combined with a Luby's, Mr. Gaddy's, and countless other mall staples, it was glorious. My brother and I saw Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny at Highland Mall. Everything we saw on TV was there as well. Toys at the Toy Box, video games at the Gold Mine, movies on only two screens with no stadium seating. A day's worth of entertainment. It was a social network and marketplace long before we did any of that by phone or computer.
I don't know, maybe it's a false sense of safety, but boy, we just hung out and never thought anything bad would happen to us.
Tang Dong Beal grew up near me.
You had to coordinate with your friends. What time you want to pick you up, or should I meet you there? But actually hanging out of the mall and just seeing each other. It's just that whole experience of growing up.
Highland provided her first jobs. She says it was training for real life. My dad worked there. My mom worked there. My girlfriend, soon-to-be wife, worked there. I worked there. Another person I grew up with, Roderick Williams, had one of the best jobs. He sold shoes at Foot Locker, just as the mall and we were entering our prime.
Public Enemy came to town, and Terminator X came in, who's the DJ for Public Enemy, came in there doing some shoe shopping. Got a chance to see him. And so, you know, any type of celebrities came to Austin, you knew they were coming to Highland Mall.
Life revolved around the mall. Lives changed at the mall, as it did for Roderick.
I'm working at Highland Mall, and we only have one restroom. So I go back to use the restroom, and the assistant manager, Eddie, was in there. And so the next closest place was on the first floor, probably about five or six stores around the corner. So I said, I'm going to use the restroom real quick. So I get out of the store, I make that left, and who comes around the corner is Michael Hardiman, fresh out of boot camp in the Marine Corps, and a recruiter. The guy, of course, starts doing his spiel. I'm like, dude, look, I don't have time. I got to use the bathroom. And the guy, like, you know, just gets my information somehow. You know, Jedi mind tricks me, and he's like, meet you at your house tomorrow at 12. I'm like, all right, whatever. I think probably about 2-3 weeks later, I joined the Marine Corps.
Two people have seen the mall from its heyday to its bitter end, all from the food court. Abdul Alim owns Great Wraps, a gyro shop. He's also reluctant to go on tape, but he knows when he bought his first food court franchise 20 years ago, Highland was the best mall to buy into. And then there's the smoothie shop nearby.
My name's Robin Robinson. I've been here 24 years. Used to be Thirsties. It's Blenders now. Before Thirsties, it was Sunbay Expressway. There used to be a piano over there. That's how busy we used to be.
The
piano was over there. We had four lines that went out to the poles. We were so busy.
ACC is looking out for these longtime tenants. Alim is taking the gyro shop to the school's Cedar Park campus. Robinson will be slinging smoothies at the South Austin campus. Neil Vickers, Vice President of Finance and Budget for ACC, assures me this isn't the end of Highland, and it will remember its roots as a mall.
Yes. I think the college has made it very clear that we think this is just the next leg of Highland. There's been a lot of efforts to make sure that we honor kind of the legacy of Highland Mall being, you know, the first and original indoor mall here. The existing structure will be dedicated to educational uses.
Just as it was, in a way, during its first 44 years, just as it will always be for a generation of Austinites.
You just heard those magical words of going to the mall. It was our everything, especially being in Austin, especially that part of town. nothing else came close to just that feeling you had of knowing you were going. And then just, you know, the day that you would have, or those 3 or 4 hours you would spend walking the mall. It was just, it was unexplainable, really.
With KUT News, I'm Jimmy Moss.